This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to All Things Transformers with Steve Megatron and TFG1 Mike. Transform and roll out!
This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me on this adventure into the Transformers fandom is TFG1 Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. We are here.
We are not
waiting. No, no.
At all.
I'm trying my best not to have flashbacks to this past summer or this past winter or whenever the heck. I don't remember when I did that.
You got the touch!
This is Stan Bush, and you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network's Top 100 Transformers Characters Countdown.
So you saw a video on YouTube. Why don't you tell the lovely people what you saw on YouTube?
It was a YouTuber basically reviewing the theme songs to the various Transformers series.
Right. And you were like, this would make a good episode of the podcast. I'm like, sure. Beats having to talk about news that may or may not be depressing. And as we've always said, we've never been, I'm not breaking my back for Transformers news. Just not. So this comes to us from Camoden Cam. I have the video linked. Actually, it's embedded in the show notes on the post on the website, so people can go watch his video and check out what his list is. And these are our individual top 20 favorite Transformers cartoon theme songs. He, in this video, is only going off of the United States theme songs. That's the same thing we will be doing. That's just what we're going to do. So, I think we're going to get into the numbers. Take it away, Megatron. What do you got at number 20?
Well, I have this guy did Generation 2. I would argue there's far worse.
Yes.
Prime Wars trilogy.
Okay, good. So
because it's a non-existent theme, basically. There's nothing to it.
All right, so I also want to let everyone know that we made our lists individually.
Yes.
And I will most likely put the image, because I took a screen cap of what his choices were. For his personal list, he put G1 Season 2 as his number one, and he put the cybernetic space cube, the computer-enhanced stories of the Transformers, as his...
Be wrong. G2 is pretty bad, but there's other ones that I would say are worse.
Yeah. So these are mine and Steve's both personal lists. We haven't seen each other's lists. Okay.
No.
We both have Prime Wars at number 20.
It's just, it's a non-existent theme. Like, it's literally blocks of text transforming.
Yeah, the only thing that's there is a really, really whacked out transforming sound effect, because the Prime Wars trilogy was Hasbro trying to do short form content, 10-minute episodes.
And it took forever.
Yeah, it did.
Like, the voice acting was good.
Yeah.
The writing was terrible.
Yeah.
It was, I would almost argue that the they went reverse order with their other trilogy that was done by the same crew, except for it wasn't Machinima, it was Rooster Teeth and Netflix.
Yeah. So I will probably have the Prime Wars sound effect in here somewhere, but that trilogy, essentially, those cartoons have no actual theme. Now, I am sure they most likely have music composition, maybe?
No, there was barely anything to it.
Really?
The voice acting was about all they dumped the money into.
Wow, that's crazy.
Because, like, they got Mark Hamill, yeah. They got Ron Perlman, they got Jason David Frank, they got Peter Cullen for two of the parts of it.
Yeah.
The only thing good it gave us was, aside from having, like, Jason or
Hamill.
Well, you had Hamill, but you had other big shots. You had Judd Nelson come back as Hot Rod. Yep. You had other people that were still alive reprising, but then you had other people playing new parts, like Will Wheaton playing Perceptor and things like that, where you had, in one instance, like the middle part of the trilogy or the beginning part, they had John Bailey play Prime, but then they had Peter Cullen play Prime or a reverse order. And then they did give us Frank Todaro and Jason Marnosha as Megatron.
Yes.
Stars.
What do you mean, idea? He's always one of the leaders of Cybertron. The true leader of the Decepticons. Consequently, Cybertron. Is there something? Do you need a lozenge? I actually have one.
I'm good, thanks.
Which is the only good carryover into the War for Cybertron.
I will also say, even though I know people don't like his slow delivery, John Bailey, too, because
yeah,
for a G1 Prime that isn't Peter Cullen,
he's pretty good
by
job.
Far the best that we've ever heard.
Well, he does the best, and I'm not just saying this is somebody who knows him, but he can embody the different Prime emotions without losing Prime.
Yeah.
Whereas, nothing against Jake as yeah. Prime. He just doesn't hold a candle when he's like, if they were letting him do his own original Prime.
Yeah.
And not try and play too much of a Peter Cullen or an angsty, like crybaby Peter Cullen.
Yeah.
He's fine. But if you're trying to mimic Peter Cullen, get somebody who actually pulls off the entire range of Peter Cullen. Like, you can't have a one hit note.
Yeah.
Replacement, basically.
Yeah. And I mean, I liked,
And nothing against him. I think that it was just poor choice in the second trilogy.
I like Jake. I think he's cool. I'd love to talk to him one of these days. But
yeah,
like I like his Optimus for what it is, for what he was given. Again, we've said this before on this podcast when we reviewed the Netflix stuff. The voicing of the characters isn't the problem. It was the voice direction or lack thereof. But yeah, Prime Wars trilogy does not, it's a transforming Transformers logo.
Yeah, there's nothing special with it whatsoever.
Moving on to number 19, what do you got?
War for Cybertron.
All three or just?
The whole trilogy.
Okay.
I'm doing it as a trilogy. Yeah. I'm not breaking it apart. Like it's different yet than doing like an Armada Energon Cybertron type thing. It's, I will say arguably it got better as it went.
Yeah.
I did like the custom fonts and different series titles. And it had more of an upgrade of music and sound and visuals.
Oh, that score by Alexander Bornstein. I'm going to talk about that later because mine's a little higher than yours.
I will give it props for the sound, but it's kind of weak as far as the visual department and as far as the. It's still better than Prime Wars, but it's still pretty bad by comparison to things that we get later.
I'll talk about it in a bit. For me at number 19, Energon. Whoever that kid is, I don't know what Rad, Brad, Frad, Jad, Gonad. I don't know what the hell that kid's name is.
Well, he was in Armada.
I know. Well, wait, wasn't that Kicker?
Kicker is in Energon.
No, really?
Yes. Yes. I've rewatched.
Okay, no, I'm not. Recently. I'm not trying to.
He's in it, but he's not the narrator. He's the narrator of Armada. Yeah,
whoever the kid is that does the voiceover on the Energon theme, no, absolutely not. Don't like it. And that's the other thing. With these themes, if you're going to do a voiceover mixed with music, make sure it's all mixed together correctly so you hear everything. The reason why I put the Energon theme at number 19 for myself is because...
Well, Energon doesn't have anybody narrating.
Yes, it does. Doesn't it?
No, it's literally just saying Transformers More Than Meets the Eye with a rock and a beat. Yeah, Armada is the one that...
All right, well...
Does all that.
Then... Mid-roll change, number 19, Armada versions 1, 2, and Unicron battles, all of it, I don't care.
The war between the Autobots and the Decepticons rages on as they struggle to retrieve the prized Minicons. The side who wins is the side that collects the most, and if the Decepticons prove victorious, then Megatron and his corrupt Minicons control the universe. The Earth's only chance for a peaceful cosmos is for Optimus Prime and the Autobots to destroy their enemy. Now, get ready for a new battle.
Transformers. And I will put Energon at the other place that the Armada one was at, because I swear to God, I thought that was the Energon theme.
Nope. Yeah, I rewatched them just to be sure, like 5 minutes before we started.
And I rewatched them.
Just enough to blink through it.
And I rewatched them today because I rewatched his video showing all the themes. So it is what it is. But yeah, the Armada themes. No. Just not.
A lot of them that have the narration in them are pretty bad.
All right.
There are a couple of examples, which I'll get to later, that are better.
All right, number 18 for you, sir.
Bot-bots. Here we come. When Energon struck along nearby, we became more than meets the eye. We're everyday objects, motionless parts. We burst the left and let the party start. We could be anything, like a hot dog or ice cream. Mischief without a care. I added that in.
Oh, see, you messed it up.
I added it because we condensed the Armada and Unicron battles.
That's true.
Because then it makes it 19.
Yeah, well, I forgot because we condensed the Armada stuff. I had to condense them because originally I had them like Cam had them, version 1 and 2, and then Unicron Battles as a separate one.
I just put Armada.
Yeah, well, you know, it is what it is. But I forgot that I've completely forgot. I left G2 off completely. I just forgot to put it on.
Bot-bots.
Bot-bots did not make my list, but it is going to be my ultimate honorable mention. So, yeah. For me at number 18, I have Cybertron. Because that voiceover was so much better.
Yeah, Gary Chalk. Yep.
Gary, yep.
Yep.
Our worlds are in danger. To save them and the galaxy, we must find the 4 cyber planet keys before the Decepticons can use them for evil. It is our mission. Hotshot! Jetfire, Vector Prime, Landmine, Scatter. Optimus Prime. Transform and roll out.
Transformers.
Wage their battle to destroy the evil forces of the Decepticons.
I have that in a different placement on my list, so.
What do you got at 17?
G2. Because it beats out the other three for me.
Driving to save the world from the evil Decepticons, the heroic Autobots are led by Optimus Prime. He's more than meets the eye. He's a robot in disguise. Going ballistic to destroy the Autobots and conquer mankind, the evil Decepticons are more than meets the eye. Transformers! Heroic Autobots versus evil Decepticons with the fate of planet Earth hanging in the balance. Transformers Generation 2. And now, through the magic of the Cybernet Space Cube, the computer events stories of the Transformers. Transformers Generation 2.
Like, it. The visuals are terrible. Yes, I'll give it that. It's pre-Beast Wars. It's, I don't know what budget company they went for the 3D. Mm-hmm. And the cheesy voiceover, honestly, it's worse than Armada.
Yeah.
In that sense. And you don't at least get the payoff of the visuals and the decent background music.
Yeah.
So I had to put G2 here, but it's still better than War for Cybertron or Prime Wars, which is sad because those are the two newest entries we've gotten.
Yeah, G2 was basically 52 episodes of the 98 episodes of G1. I will say that with G2, we did get the Cybernetic Space Cube, which then gave us Sam and his cube. Sorry. Anyway, for me at 17, I put Energon just to flip-flop the Armada ones. So originally the Armada stuff for me was going to be at 17. I liked the Energon theme. I thought it was okay. It was interesting. It was fun.
It can be annoying if you listen to it for over a minute, but
yeah, true.
I do enjoy it to some degree.
What do you got at 16, sir?
I have RID 2001.
I swear, folks, we didn't look at each other's lists before this. I have RID 2001.
Because it's partially enjoyable, but it's weird, too.
Yeah. I like the sound effects and the vocal effects from that series. Like the robotic transform. I can't do it.
Yeah, the
transform.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, something where it's like... Yeah, I like the synthetic
mm-hmm.
sound that they kind of give it.
Yep. But the cartoon itself...
The cartoon isn't too bad, actually. It's just hard to get a hold of it because I think... I'm not sure what studio owned it at that mm-hmm. time. I don't know if that was like a Saban entry.
I'm not sure.
because they ported it over while they were waiting for they just kind of beast machines kind of killed the franchise, so they went back to cars and vehicles and robots that were more traditional in a sense, but they also added beasts.
Yeah.
For the Predacons. So they had the Predacons, they had the Decepticons, and they had the Autobots, no Maximals. So, but I think it's because people kind of got burned out from Beast Machines.
Yeah.
And so they kind of whipped this up in the interim before the Unicron trilogy. Yeah. So it's not too bad, but it's not great either.
No, I like the intro. I like the way it looks. I like the way it sounds. I like all of that as far as the theme song goes. So that's something. All right, number 15, what do you got?
Armada.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
The war between the Autobots and the Decepticons rages on as they struggle to retrieve the prized Minicon.
The entirety of Armada. I do enjoy the show.
Yeah.
It's not... The Unicron trilogy is kind of one of those ones that I have to take in small doses.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of those ones, too, that I was kind of getting out of Transformers about the time it hit.
Yeah.
Mostly because I was no longer living at home and I didn't have cable.
Mm-hmm.
And streaming was not a thing. And the only thing I collected from Armada, Energon, and Cybertron were the Megatrons.
Right, yeah.
And I had them for a short time, and then I eventually sold them, but... I enjoyed that mostly because we got Gary Chalk and David Kaye reprising as the Optimus and Megatron side of things, even if it was more anime-ish. Yeah. And then you had other people kind of come in, you know, like Jetfire was basically Silverbolt, Scott McNeil, mm-hmm. until season 3, Cybertron, where they changed the voice actor to some Australian dialect. And then, you had various other guys from Beast Wars that were on it because they do a lot of dub work. So,
for me at number 15, I have RID 2015. I just liked the way it looked. I liked the way it sounded. That intro really got you into the cartoon. The cartoon itself is okay. I know it has a couple of really good, because essentially it's a continuation of Prime, but just in a different animation style, sort of. And I like Bumblebee. I like Will Friedle, Batman, Bumblebee, kind of leading the pack and all that. But the theme itself, I thought, was really... really fun. It really got me into the show. Number 14 for you, sir?
Cybertron.
Okay.
Our worlds are in danger. To save them and the galaxy, we must find the 4 cyber planet keys before the Decepticons can use them for evil.
I like Gary Chalk's announcery Optimus Prime. And then I like the background music, but... I would love that music more if it didn't have his vocals announcing his team.
Yeah, it's one of those things where if you're watching it, it really gets you into it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it's Gary Chalk and there's music behind an awesome voice. But if you just want to be able to hear, this is why I love having the soundtracks to, like, the War for Cybertron trilogy, so I can hear the music outside of the show kind of thing. Same thing with Prime and War for Cybertron, between Alexander Bornstein on WFC and Brian Tyler on Prime. Just absolutely love it. So the same thing with Cybertron. You'd love to hear it without Gary's amazing vocal. 14 for me is I've watched it 4 times today to see how much, like, I can't put this any higher than 14. Originally, it was going to be at number 19. But outside of the really bad ones, I put G2 at 14.
And now, through the magic of the Cybernet Space Cube, the computer enhanced stories of the Transformers. Transformers Generation 2.
I've watched it 4 to 5 different times today as we're recording this, and it's, if G2 the animated series was more than just repackaged G1 episodes,
it would mean more.
Okay, so what I love about this opening theme, and the visuals are what the visuals are, that's what it was at the time. There's nothing we can change with that. But I want to know who that voiceover guy is that did that, because holy crap. Like, I kept hearing that today. I kept, you know, through the magic of the cybernetic, and say what you will about the cybernetic space cube, fine, but the computer enhanced stories of the Transformer. Like, I love the dude's voice. I think the voice is great on it.
I would have loved to have had an actual Generation 2 cartoon, yeah, or a run on comic, yeah, or something, just based on the fact that it was highly entertaining with the toys and the, you know, it definitely had a 90s look to it.
Yeah.
The extreme, the goofy colors. I mean, G.I. Joe went through a phase of it too. I mean, and so did Turtles to some degree, like the bright neon kind of flamboyant, yeah, colors, and the extreme, and, you know, all the things like that. So, I mean, it looked promising.
Yeah.
And honestly, whoever picks up the comic franchise next, I want to see them tackle a Generation 2.
Yeah.
Like, kind of just playing with the toys of that universe instead of messing around with G1 constantly. Or, like, Machine Wars, so they can have a totally different,
yeah,
universe. But I think that this... I don't have a problem with where it dropped on your list, honestly, because there's worse themes.
Yeah, and I mean, again,
and it's all subjective. We all have our opinions.
And the thing about Generation 2 is what I've looked at now, as I said, I've seen the thing 4 times today. I've kept rewatching it because I wanted to burn it into my head so I could talk about it. Because if you look at that logo, the orange and yellow look, like, that looks like if you had that today, you could do some sort of, like, fire effect or something or whatever. Like, and the animation for what that intro is very different than the G1 animation. So it would have been cool to see animation style from that kind of thing. And, you know, I get it. They wanted to get more out of the G1 episodes to, like, hey, kids, Transformers is still here. And even though Biden... When did G2 actually start?
92.
Really? I thought it was a lot earlier than that. Okay, whatever.
Nope, actually it started in 93 technically by Air 8, but...
Alright, so anyway. But you take Generation 2 at, let's just say, late 92, early 93. You have from then until 96 to do something, anything. Doesn't matter what it is. Like, do something other than repackaging the Generation 1 episodes. And then, you know, you needed the kick in the ass that 1996 gave you and all that. So, what is your number 13, sir?
G1 Season 1.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Transformers, more than meets the eye.
Hey, your list, subjective. Okay. Why is it at number 13?
Well, because I prefer some of the other later seasons theme songs more than that one.
I agree.
And it's not the strongest entry.
I think. Well, and I could be complete.
It's good for like middle of the road, but I don't see it as like it doesn't really stand out compared to the others.
Yeah. And I think the thing with G1 season one is that it was music and sound effects. Maybe the mix is off. Again, like I said, with Gary doing the doing the narration plus the music, same thing with music and sound effects. If those don't mesh with what you're doing, then it doesn't sound right. The overall visual for G1 season one, I kind of liked. I kind of liked the whole Transformers teeth thing with the logo, how they got the trans and the former together with the whatever. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Number 13 for me. And I haven't watched my number 13 or my number 12. I have seen very little of these series. But they are, the themes for them are so much better. And the theme for number 13 is different than the theme for number 12. So that's why I separated them. And Cam had them separated on his list. Number 13 is Rescue Bots Academy. I like the way it looks. I like the way it sounds. It's going to get me into an episode if I ever get around to watching Rescue Bots Academy, which I know I can do that on Netflix now since its previous series is also on Netflix. So, and say, I'm just going to roll right into number 12 because Rescue Bots is number 12 for me. It's just that I haven't watched the overall series, but I've seen the openings to them multiple times now, where I'm more than fine putting them at 13 and 12. What is your number 12, sir?
Mine is Energon.
Okay.
Again, it's catchy and it just kind of gets me into it.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy the visuals are kind of cool too. So, I mean, it kind of just draws you in.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Number 11. What do you got?
Transformers Prime.
Okay. The whole thing.
Just the whole thing. Yeah, I'm not breaking it apart because basically it's the same music with this different visual. Yeah. And honestly, I enjoy it, but it's not anything I just absolutely love. Like, there's nothing. I mean, it's it could work for really any franchise.
Yeah. I love the Transformers Prime music without the effects and whatever, and I love that. I wish that Season 2 and Season 3 would get official score releases from Brian Tyler. They have not, to my knowledge, as of this recording. For me at number 11, the War for Cybertron trilogy. I like them, as we've already said. I like the visuals. I like the music. But the problem I have with a lot of these cartoon themes nowadays is that not the theme, the visual of the theme, how long the theme is in the show. Like, they'll start the show with, because that's where we are nowadays. We'll start with, you know, the preamble, and there'll be a scene before the, like, whereas back in the 80s, how you watched Generation One was the theme opened the show. There was nothing, like, there was a commercial before, and then the, you know. So, but nowadays, over the last 20 years or so, we have this format of doing, like, a cold open kind of thing, and it's okay, and I like the music outside of that, but I could not put it any higher than 11. What do you got at number 10, sir?
I've got Rescue Bot Academy.
Okay.
Just because it's catchy kind of gets you into it, and it's very Transformer-y visuals, but the voiceover is like part of a song, not distracting.
Right. Yep.
It's not a narration. So it's, I don't know, just a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Number 10 for me is, we've already said, G1 Season 1.
The Transformers, more than meets the eye.
It's okay. It's good. It was great when I was 4 and 5, but it doesn't. The other G1 themes, as we've mentioned, are better suited to my liking. Number 9 for you, sir.
Rescue Bots. Same reason as Rescue Bots Academy, just different.
Yeah, yeah. For me at number 9, I split them up. I did Season 1 and Season 2 as one thing, but Beast Hunters was slightly different, even though it really isn't. But it was a slightly different thing, and adding that beast into it, so that's mine at number 9, Transformers Prime Beast Hunters. Number 8 for you.
Cyberverse?
No, I'll talk about that later.
Oh. Yeah, I enjoyed it. The visuals were interesting. I liked the music. It was more drawing to it than I expected, being for what it was and how poorly it was marketed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I definitely think that this should have gotten more love than the Netflix garbage.
Yeah. I mean, when we covered Cyberverse, I know we've done several episodes on it. I know we haven't done the new movies yet that they released, the season 4 thing, but when we were covering Cyberverse on this podcast, I said then, and I say now, and I will say this until the day I die, it is the best Generation 1-ish updated version of, like, it's almost every Generation 1 fan's dream, at least I think, because it pays homage to almost every single thing in Transformers history. You know? So
I could see that.
For me at number 8, like I said, Prime season 1 and 2. There was just, so we went from animated to Prime. And animated ran, as everyone knows, from 2007 or 2009, and then Prime came in 2010. At the time, 2010, I forget when Prime actually hit in 2010, but I had just seen Iron Man 3. And I knew that Brian Tyler was the guy doing the Iron Man 3 score. So as soon as I heard the notes to the Transformers Prime Season 1 theme, I'm like, hey, that's Brian Tyler. Like, I'm like, and the Season 1 intro has this buildup of the characters. It doesn't have a voiceover, but it has the music. It has sound effects. They are all mixed perfectly. And it's all timed together and right and everything else, but it had more of a theatrical feel to it than some of the other ones that we've already talked about. So number 7 for you, sir.
That would be RID 2005.
I mean 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one. Yeah, because we used it for the theme of the show for a short time.
Yeah.
I did like the music. I just, the show was pretty abysmal, but
that was
the music was great. Yeah, no way. It was, and the actors were great. It's just the show was kind of meh with the visuals and everything else until they got to season 3, where they brought in Starscream and Soundwave and kind of wrapped up those lines.
So wait a minute. So as I was watching Cam's video, I heard the ATTF intro. I'm like, wait, what? Huh? What? That's what we, because we haven't updated our overall podcast intro music in years at this point, folks. It is what it is.
It eventually.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. I used the original one from the early days again.
When'd you do that? Because I'm still using the one with John Bailey's voiceover.
Yeah, that's the one that's... Oh, you're using that one?
Yeah.
It tells you how the last time I listened. I haven't used that one. I've used the one that's got the original theme that the show was started with when I've edited.
Oh, okay. Well, that's stuff we can talk about off air, folks.
I was not prepared.
Number 7 for me, Transformers Animated. Transformers. Before Cyberverse came along, this was as close to a Generation 1 type sound you were going to get in 2007. As far as the music of the intro goes, and I love the visuals. I think they're cool. Even though I've never been a big fan of no faceplate Optimus Prime, it works, it's fun, it's good, it's interesting, and all that good stuff. Number 6, what do you got?
Well, technically, because I meshed mine together, I have one less than you. Because you did the Beast Hunters and I didn't. I just loaded them together. So technically, my next one is Beast Machines.
Okay, I'll talk about that later.
Just because I like Beast Machines, and it wasn't, the music wasn't bad, although it was different from what we got in Beast Wars. It had more of the kind of a weird jungle beat to it, whereas Beast Wars was more jungly and that kind of tone.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I liked it, but it's not as strong as some of the other contenders coming up.
Number six for me is the Generation 1 Season 4 Rebirth theme. I like it. I think it's a good visual for what the Rebirth three-parter was, and I wish that Sunbow hadn't ended up where they ended up and all that stuff, and I wish we actually had, may the man rest in peace, he's been gone a long time now, but I wish we actually had the full five-parter that David Wise initially was told to write about, and then he was told, guess what? We're cutting from 5 to 3. Okay, we got to fit 120 characters into these 3 episodes. And he did the math, and in one of the DVD videos where it's like, you're seeing one new bot for like every half second or something. But I like it. I think it's interesting. What I liked about that one and why it's at number 6 for me, the Season 4 Rebirth Generation 1 theme, is I like the Metroplex transformation for some odd reason. I think that was a cool look for Metroplex in that opening.
On season 3?
No, season 4, Rebirth.
Season 4.
Rebirth, yeah. Because season 3, when I get to it, it's him and Trypticon fighting. All right, top 5 time, folks. What do you got at number 5, Steve?
Well, since we are breaking out season 3 and 4. I have to go with, I like season, I'm going to go with season 4 as well.
Okay.
Only because I really enjoy the seeing the other kind of combiners, other giant robots, and the headmaster, target master stuff kind of come into play.
Absolutely.
And I like the background music. It was, I think I first saw Generation 1 during the Rebirth reruns on Sci-Fi. And then they started playing all the different seasons, and I caught it that way. And so I always kind of was attuned to that background music.
Yep. Absolutely. Number 5 for me is Generation 1 Season 2. Out of all the seasons, even though I have my personal favorite coming up, out of all the seasons, this one is the one that specifically says Transformers Generation 1 to me. Because even though you have all these new characters with the Dinobots and everything else in that opening, this brought into what the toys have. It brought in the laser grid for the 2 fights, the orange for the Autobots, the purple for the Decepticons. It brought that all together into what is eventually, you know, the Transformers text at the end of it. So, yeah, even though personally on my personal list coming up, I like one better than this, this to me, if I was voting in an all-time list with some other website, this would be probably my number two or my number one. But because this is my own personal list, and Steve would kill me if I didn't have another show higher. yeah, Generation 1, Season 2 at number 5 for me. Number 4 for you, sir.
Number 4 is Season 2.
Okay.
Of Generation 1. Just because it's another, it's I don't know, I always enjoyed it, seeing Omega Supreme and Squatch.
Yep, the Insecticons. Yep.
Yes, and then getting scooped away by a Constructicon, and then just a lot of the robots that show up in that, just, I don't know, I always enjoyed that theme and thought it was real fun and kind of more visually pleasing and just a better representation of Generation 1, like pre-movie.
Well, Season 2 is where they got their oomph, because don't get me wrong, I love Season 1 of G1. Those first 16 episodes are great. But by Season 2, you have all of these characters that you can follow, whether Autobots or Decepticons, between Constructicons and Dinobots, and you have all these great storytelling episodes and all that. So, and that season is, what is it, 52, 62, I forget how many, no. It's, if the first season was 16, Season 2 was, I don't know, anyway, it's math. Yeah, math. So number 4 for me is, and I'm counting all seasons because nothing really changes other than the visuals and some of the sound effects, but gotta unleash that beast. So, hey, it's top 5. You can't argue. I do love the Beast Wars theme. Dr. Pants and his a friend of his that does a YouTube channel, I forget what his friend's name is, they actually did a guitar or they did a cover of the Beast Wars theme. You can actually hear it in Dr. Pants's All Things Transformers Origins episode. And then Niall Stenson did a guitar cover of the Beast Wars theme, and outside of the original one, I absolutely love those. But the original Beast Wars seasons, it was great. It brought you into the show. It, you know, it has kind of the, you know, repeating thing of Beast Wars, but it's paced out over the length of the thing. It's not just Beast Wars, Beast Wars, Beast Wars. It's like music. Beast Wars. Music. Mm-hmm. Beast Wars. It's very Shakespearean, of course. Then again, Beast Wars is very theatrical, especially with those rubber duckies. Number 3 for you, sir.
Number 3 is Generation 1 Season 3.
Okay.
Because again, I like the background music, and then you get different set of visuals from post movie. Yep.
You actually get two different sets of visuals. I did not remember this, but I'll talk about that later. Number 3 for me is Cyberverse. So like you said before, with Cyberverse, for me, it comes down to the music and the visuals. Obviously, that's what the opening theme is, but it's a good beat. It's a good get you into it. And then the visuals, yeah, they're throwing characters at the screen, but it works because you have, like, you have Bumblebee, you have Windblade, you have this other stuff, and then you get into like Earth or Cybertron, and then you have Optimus and Megatron facing off, and it's just so fun. All right, folks, we're getting down to the nitty-gritty. Only two left. Number two, what do you got?
Beast Wars.
What?
Surprised you, didn't I?
What the?
I absolutely love Beast Wars. I absolutely do. However, I have to give props to one other show that's going to be number one. And if you haven't figured it out already, you'll figure it out. Anyways, I give it this only because, one, it does yell Beast Wars like three or four times in the theme. I love the guitar riff. I absolutely love the theme song and the visuals, and I love how it changes every season and then the added changes in the sound effects as it goes on. However, for many reasons, it beats out every other series that came before it. But there's one thing that this one doesn't have, and I'll get into that with my final representation.
Okay. Number two for me is both of the Season 3 Generation 1 themes. Now, I combined these because I had forgotten that they had actually released Five Faces of Darkness as its own five-episode special, like five-episode event type thing. And I had forgotten that there was a different opening theme to, like, I've seen the regular Generation 1 Season 3 opening for 40 years now. Oh, well, almost 40. You know what I mean.
Yep.
But that Five Faces of Darkness version, I think it's awesome. I think it's interesting. I really, really think they were on to the beginnings of the 3D logos because they have those flying. It's almost like a flying Tron disc with the Autobot and Decepticon logo in the Five Faces of Darkness version because they're kind of like at war with each other. I thought that was really cool and fun. So yeah, Generation 1, Season 3, for me at number 2. Let the drum roll begin. Number 1, what do you got?
Transformers Animated.
What?
Yes.
Wait, what?
Yep. Yeah, you got a hearing problem?
Apparently I do because, okay, reasons please.
Because it kind of gives you that nice mesh of previous series and kind of refreshes, like it's got a very G1 vibe, but like kind of a fresh take on it without being annoying. Mm-hmm. Like it's trying too hard. Whereas some series, I get that vibe that they're just trying way too hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I felt like the whole series just, I don't know. It just kind of meshed really well.
I'm in utter shock, folks. I never, like, I could see animated being your number two, and everything you just said, you would say, but wait, there's more.
It does give you a overall mm-hmm. picture. You know, it does sing the Transformers. It's not like too in your face, but it's not mm-hmm. annoying. Whereas some of the other ones are like overly annoying when they're saying the name of the show, and you get a lot of different visuals. It's very aesthetically pleasing as far as what you get to see.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like again, I love Beast Wars, and it was a very difficult tie up or toss mm-hmm. up here because I was wanting to put Beast Wars as number one. But the more I was looking at it, like kind of objectively, I realized that animated probably has the strongest intro and strongest music
mm-hmm.
out of any of the series, and gives you the best overall picture.
I can agree with that. For me, at number one, I guess I'm just a mongrel beast fan, because my number one is Beast Machines. This theme, 1999, between this and Batman Beyond, they were the top, for me personally, they at 19 years old in 1999, they were the top two favorite themes of mine back then. And Beast Machines, I love that Phantom Planet music. I really, really do. And I love that it kind of, sort of tells you the story. But it keeps many things, like, there's a point in this opening where you hear the Megatron growl, like when they go to the close up on his face.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, okay, I'm ready for this. And then you only have the vocal at the end with Beast Machines. And I love the logo sound effects. It's not necessarily in the theme itself, I don't think, but when they did the transitions to go to commercial, you know what I'm, the bird, the whatever, you know what I'm talking about. So
I did really like that.
Yeah. So yeah, Beast Machines for my number one, Transformers Animated for your number one. That's something that
you thought I was going to cop out and go with Beast Wars.
I really thought you were going to put, cause you're always about the Beast Wars. I mean, That's your thing. Like, I was not expecting Steve Beast Wars Megatron to have Transformers Animated as his number one. Wow.
Kind of wild, isn't it?
Kind of is. So wild, I think we need to actually hear that Beast Machine sound effect, go to an ad break, and come back to close the show after this.
What was that universal greeting again? Never mind, I remember.
Ba-weep, Grana! Weep, Nitty-Bong!
Hey guys, it's Rodimus Primal, and be sure to check out my YouTube channel. Join me as I have Transformers discussions, retrospectives, toy reviews, and more. You can also follow me on Twitter at Rodimus Primal, as well as Facebook and Instagram at Rodimus Primal Show. Transform and roll out, and be sure to check out my content. Till all are one.
Last big party of the summer, folks. Let's go out with a bang.
Hello, all sentient beings. Want the latest on everything going on in the Transformers multiverse? Check out the Transmissions Podcast Network. We've got weekly podcasts covering everything from Alpha Trion to Omega Supreme, from old school G1 all the way up to Cyberverse and beyond. And you don't want to miss Empire of Rust, the world's first and only Transformers live play role-playing game podcast. If you love Transformers, there's something for everyone at transmissionspodcast.com.
Discover a world of vintage and modern toys that's more than meets the eye with the Triple Takeover Toycast.
Hosted by toy writers and photographers Toy Box Soapbox, 6-0, and TF Square One, this informal and chilled out series of discussions cover everything from vintage Transformers to Mask, Diaclone, Microman and more, be it nostalgic or current.
Whether you're a seasoned collector or a casual robot enthusiast, all are welcome.
Triple Takeover Toycast.
Like science fiction? Of course you do, or you wouldn't be listening to the GeekCast Radio Network. Well, the Marcum 42's Universe Podcast is an award-winning sci-fi radio show that's been around for over 10 years. We cover everything from Doctor Who to the MCU to pop culture and everything in between. A new show drops on Tuesday mornings on the GCRN website and all of the major podcast platforms. So listen to the Marcum 42's Universe Podcast from the universe and beyond.
Toycast is back. We are talking toys once more here on the GeekCast Radio Network's Toy and Action Figure Podcast. From breaking into the display case to our toy topic talk and the brand new Origins in Toy Collections, where we get guests to tell us their toy story of how they got into toy collecting. Toycast is the only toy podcast you will ever need. Find us on GeekCastRadio.com and any podcatching client you choose to use. Now go forth, transform and transcend your toy collecting today while listening to Toycast.
Oh, hey! I caught something!
Since 2009, we have been the premier cartoon podcast here at the GeekCast Radio Network. We are Tooncast, from taking you beyond the cartoons we grew up with to seasonal saucy toon talk, and now we get the origins of toonsters everywhere as we ask guests 30 questions about their cartoon watching experiences, plus so much more. Tooncast is back. Join me, TF2 and Mike, and the rest of the GCRN crew as we give you all the toon talk you will ever need, only on the GCRN. And wherever you consume your podcasts, we are beyond good, beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination. We are all toons all the time here on Tooncast.
Yeah.
Because the world needs another movie podcast.
The GeekCast Radio Network presents for your listening pleasure, The Cinema Geek.
Hosted by Amanda, Kevin, Matt, and Dan.
Each week we dive headfirst in the landscape of movies as we discuss movie news, play movie games,
go in-depth on reviews,
and even have a top 10 countdown or two.
Also, don't miss our director retrospective series where we review noted directors' movies film by film.
Bottom line is, if you love movies and love podcasts, you need to experience The Cinema Geeks.
You can find us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or GeekCastRadio.com.
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. We talk...
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spots sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Car. Download the show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
This is getting expensive.
Well then, folks, that was our, mine and Steve's, top 20 Transformers cartoon United States theme song list. We hope you enjoyed it. Let us know what you thought of this episode by commenting on the website or hitting us up on social media, that kind of stuff. And next time, I don't know what's going to happen. We're probably going to have to do a news episode because it's been a couple of weeks. And I don't know. So there'll be something coming up next time. And like I've been teasing all year this year, we're going to be coming into the summer blockbuster of the live action films as we present to you 6 episodes one film each for each of the Transformers live action movies. And the way I am suggesting we do this, as far as air date anyway, summer to fall. So between June 21st and September 23rd, which that doesn't sound right, but I think it is. Yeah. June 21st to September 23rd. September 23rd, 2022 is autumnal equinox. At some point between 6/21 and 9/23, you fine folks are going to get six episodes of us giving our reviews of the live-action films here on All Things Transformers. It is going to be... We're in the middle of Summer of Spider-Man over on Studio 2009, so we might as well make it a blockbuster summer with the blockbusting Michael Bay and Travis Knight Transformers live-action movies. Would you like to say anything else? Is there anything else we need to talk about before either you or I run through the closing?
No, I think we're good for this episode. But if the good people want to get a hold of us on the social media, they can, of course, get a hold of us on the website or on Facebook or Twitter at allthingsTFV3 for Twitter. Myself at SCP-21 and yourself, sir.
TFG and Mike.
So until next time, catch us on the website geekcastradio.com and let us know what you want to hear on a future episode, whether it be a topic or specific things about news, our opinion, as it were.
Yes. And if any, you know, I am Optimus Prime and I send this message out. If anyone out there who is a Transformers fan that wants to tell their story, I am always getting All Things Transformers Origins episodes going. So if you have a Transformers story that you want to let us know and you can answer our 25, 26 questions, I really need to fill that out to 30. I really do. It just feels incomplete. But anyway, for now, I'm Steve Megatron with
TFG1 Mike.
Transform and transcend with us here on All Things Transformers. Did you have fun?
No.
Really?
Welcome to Transformers Generation 2. Yeah.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.